So news on the Syrian conflict this morning. The Obama administration joined with the international community yesterday, officially calling on Syrian President Bashar al-Assad to step down. The president's statement came in a written form. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says the U.S. will impose sanctions on Syria. And that was quickly echoed by the European Union. The European Union also says it'll start drafting UN Security Council sanctions as well. Joining us this morning, Joshua Landis, director of the Center for Middle East Studies at the University of Oklahoma and author of the blog Syria Comet. Also with us from Damascus, Amr al-Sadek, who's an activist for the opposition. Amr, can you tell us about the situation for you right now and how extensively you see the Syrian forces acting in cities around your country?
Yes, indeed. As with every Friday, protests keep going out and the security forces keep cracking down with those protests, with direct detention situations and with fire shots in most cases. In my city, I'm in Damascus now, and there has been heavy fire shots from using live ammunition weapons in the area where I was, where the protest was, where there were several thousand protesters going out asking for the fall of their regime. 15 people almost were arrested in my particular area, and I'm receiving reports from all around the country with similar situation now happening as we speak.
That's Amr al-Sadek, who joins us by Skype, thus the delay on his line. And Amr, in terms of these sanctions coming from not just the United Nations, from the United States and the European Union, what's the reaction to the calls for President Assad to step down and this call for sanctions?
Well, after 5 months of peaceful protest by the Syrian people and after being killed by thousands and arrested by the tens of thousands, you should also know that Syrian people were made into refugees for the first time in history, refugees in Turkey, Lebanon, and Jordan. I'm sure we will be welcoming such sanctions and such statements with pleasure and with happiness. We would like to see more of these statements coming on from all the members of the international communities, and we would also like to see them interpreted into direct economic and diplomatic sanctions targeting the very figures of the regime that have been committing crimes against the Syrian people over the last 5 months, only because we were asking for freedom at the beginning and later we were asking for the downfall of the regime. The regime decided they have the right to use weapons, and massacres have been happening in Syria. I think it's now time for the international community to step up in a direct and clear way and a unified attitude against the regime so that they can stand by the Syrian Syrian people's legitimate demand to get rid of this regime represented by Bashar al-Assad and his family.
That's Amr al-Sadek joining us from Damascus by Skype, an activist for the opposition. Thank you so much. Also with us, as I said, Joshua Landis from the Center for Middle East Studies at the University of Oklahoma. Josh, you heard there a little bit of impatience at how long it's taken to get these kind of calls for Assad to step down and sanctions as well. But in fact, these kind of diplomatic actions take a great deal of sausage making behind the scenes. How difficult was this one?
Well, it's been herding cats, and I think Secretary of State Clinton has done an extraordinary job of really getting our major allies on the same sheet of music here, if you forgive me for mixing my metaphors. But we delayed for at least a week because the Turks had to go and make sure that they had spoken with Assad long enough. The Russians came out, and they're the main sort of big power that's been keeping any action going in the National Security Council and the UN. And they even said, look, we don't want to see the same thing happen in Libya, in Syria, but we can't hold Syria's hand forever. They have to start making reforms and carry out deep democratic reforms. The Saudis, a very crucial anti-revolutionary force that's been frightened of the Arab Spring, came on board and got into the Syrian revolution and said, we've had enough, they've got to stop the killing. So these are crucial actors. All of Europe is now going to do this. Under President Bush, the United States had been begging Europe to put broad trade sanctions on Syria for years, and they always refused. Now they're prepared to do it. So this is a big change, and America's had to take some time to do it, but it has done it, and it's important.
Well, as sanctions go, as actions go, how serious is this? I mean, how deeply will this cut the Assad regime?
This is going to hurt. You know, if Europe begins to put real trade sanctions, about a third of Syrian trade is with Europe. But before that, what they're trying to do now is energy. Syria exports much of its energy to Europe, its oil supplies, but particularly the heavy oil. It's got this heavy crude that only four countries in Europe can refine with its refineries. It can't substitute Russia or China or India for this heavy crude. And also, Syria has to import a lot of well-refined fuel, just like Iran does. They don't have enough refineries to refine all their high-grade gasoline and stuff like that. They need to get it from Europe. So this can really hurt. And it's just the first step. You know, they're going to be hitting them with all kinds of sanctions, the way we've done with Iran, we did with Iraq before, and so forth. And then, now, of course, it's designed to go after the government, but of course the government will pass this down by reducing all kinds of subsidies to poor people, like fuel, food, all the major food things like bread and so forth are highly subsidized in Syria. And that's going to end up starving Syrians. And the hope is that by starving Syrians, they're going to revolt in greater numbers and bring down this government. If they don't, then we're in for some heavier lifting.
Which could be trouble to, it would be even more difficult to get through the Security Council. Joshua Landis is the director of the Center for Middle East Studies at the University of Oklahoma and author of the blog Syria Comment. Joshua, who do you think at this point is the most influential voice that President Assad would be listening to? Is it Turkey? Is it the Saudis?
Yeah. Turkey and Saudi Arabia are both very influential. Turkey has a 500-mile border with Syria. It's going to be very important, and if there ever goes to a military option, and that may have to be, because the opposition in Syria, as you heard, are very nice people, but they don't have guns, they don't have a military, and if the Syrian military remains strong, eventually you have to go to a military option, and that's what happened in Libya, that's what happened in Iraq, and then you need countries who are neighboring, who can begin to support, where you can arm, and the CIA can get in there, and you can sell arms, and all the rest of it.
Joshua Landis is the director of the Center for Middle East Studies at the University of Oklahoma, author of the blog Syria Comment. Thank you so much.